Florida panther is a subspecies of the panther that basically related to the mountain lion, but it is a unique subspecies. There's about, I think the estimates kind of vary because some of the panthers are collared, some of them are not. There's about 80 panthers presently alive today. That's a, makes it one of the most endangered species in the planet. And panthers are a solitary species. They do not live together. They don't live in packs. Once a male grows to a certain age, I think it's 1 or 2 years, and goes off on his own, he's got to basically establish a new territory. And a lot of the roadkill, I think in the last year we've had about 15 or 16 panthers killed in the last year in vehicle accidents. Most of that is young male panthers seeking out their own territory. They do that instinctively because one male will not tolerate another male in its territory. Unfortunately, there's no place for them to go outside of Big Cypress and some of the areas around it, like the Panther Wildlife Refuge just to the west of Big Cypress. A lot of former panther habitat in Collier County, north of the preserve and northwest of the preserve, has been developed. A few panthers were killed in the last year up in the Orlando area. I mean, desperately looking for territory outside of Disney World. Panthers roam. Male panthers could have a range of up to 200 square miles. Females about 80, and there could be overlapping females in a male's territory, but there will be there'll be very little in the way of overlap amongst males. So they need a lot of ground, and there just isn't that much undisturbed habitat left in South Florida when you get outside of Big Cypress.
And your lawsuit alleges that some acts will be violated if this is reopened. Can you tell our listeners about which acts will be in violation?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of legislation surrounding any unit of a national park. And Big Cypress, while it's a preserve, is still a unit of the National Park Service. One of the main acts that concern national parks is the Organic Act, which says that, I can't quote it by memory, but that the resources will be used in such a way as to leave them unimpaired for future generations. And if you go out to Eastern Bear Island, the first thing you'll see is that this area is hardly unimpaired. The damage is obvious. The vegetation has been removed. There are trenches carved out by these off-road vehicles, 2-3 feet deep, filling with water. We know about the fact that the panthers leave. So there's been a lot of impairment. So that's the main act that I think is, I'm not the lawyer on this case, and nor am I the one doing the lawsuit. There's a coalition of six other organizations involved in this, including the Defenders of Wildlife, Humane Society, the Wilderness Society, Wildland CPR, and a number of others. But that's the prime disturbance is the Organic Act itself, which controls how national park units can be used. Other acts have to do with the Endangered Species Act. When you bring a activity into an area that is the habitat of an endangered species, and you do it, and it's brought in with the knowledge that it's going to disturb that species, that's considered to be take of an endangered species. And that requires certain, before you can do that, you need to have all kinds of different hearings and reviews. None of that was done in this case. In this particular case, Karen Gustin, the preserve superintendent, wrote a letter to Paul Souza, the regional director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, said, we want to open up these trails. Is this okay? And Paul Souza dutifully wrote back a letter saying, yeah, just take a look at it. I mean, monitor the situation. But the science was basically ignored. The science that said that this area is shown to have a reduction in panther use when off-road vehicles are using the area was not considered. And the entire process didn't take, there was no formal consultation, in other words, as required by law. So those would be two of the fundamental laws that were violated, non-impairment and laws concerning the Endangered Species Act.